The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 8th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Thomas Pynchon, born in Glen Cove, New York, 1937, the author of hefty books of fiction, Gravity's Rainbow, Mason and Dixon, and Against the Day, which came out a couple of years ago at 1,085 pages. Thomas Pynchon, who studied physics engineering at Cornell, served in the Navy, then came back to study literature, went to lectures given by Nabokov. He applied to the Graduate School of Math at Berkeley, but was turned down. Thomas Pynchon, known for his elusiveness or reclusiveness, after his first novel, V, came out in 1963, Time magazine sent a photographer to his home in Mexico City, and Pynchon jumped out the window and rode a bus up into the mountains, stayed there, grew a beard. 10 years ago, a crew from CNN stalked Pynchon in his neighborhood in Manhattan, got him on film. He said, "Let me be unambiguous. I prefer not to be photographed." When he got the National Book Award in 1974 for Gravity's Rainbow, he sent the comedian Professor Irwin Corey to accept the prize for him. He has, however, made two cameo appearances on The Simpsons, in one of which Marge has become an author and Pynchon provides a blurb for her book. Thomas Pynchon is married to his literary agent, Melanie Jackson, and they live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan with their son. It's the birthday of Edmund Wilson, born in Red Bank, New Jersey, 1895, an important critic of the 20s and 30s, an early appreciator of Hemingway and Fitzgerald, Yeats, Proust, and Joyce. Edmund Wilson, who said, "Marxism is the opium of the intellectuals." Edmund Wilson, who said, "No two persons ever read the same book." And it's the birthday of Gary Snyder, born in San Francisco, 1930, started out as one of the beat writers of the 50s, has had a long, steady career as a poet, an environmental activist, a Zen Buddhist, and a counterculture hero. His book Turtle Island won the Pulitzer Prize in 1975. When he was a student, Gary Snyder spent his summers working as a forest ranger and a logger and a seaman, and in 1955 he worked at Yosemite on the trail crew. He said, "I had given up on poetry, then I got out there and started writing these poems about the rocks and blue jays. I looked at them. They didn't look like any poems I had ever written before, so I said, these must be my own poems," and they became his first book, Rip Rap. Gary Snyder, who said, "As a poet, I hold the most archaic values on earth. They go back to the Neolithic, the fertility of the soil, the magic of animals, the power vision in solitude, the terrifying initiation and rebirth, the love and ecstasy of the dance, the common work of the tribe." Gary Snyder, who said, "True affluence is not needing anything." Here's a poem for today by Patrick Phillips, entitled Matinee. After the biopsy, after the bone scan, after the consult and the crying, for a few hours no one could find them, not even my sister, because it turns out they'd gone to the movies. Something tragic was playing, something epic, and so they went to the comedy with their popcorn and their cokes, the old wife whispering everything twice, the old husband cupping a palm to his ear, as the late sun lit up an orchard behind the strip mall, and they sat in the dark holding hands. A poem entitled Matinee by Patrick Phillips from his collection Boy, published by University of Georgia Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.